Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers, using the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and best of all, using the checks and balances that our founding fathers bled, fought, and died for to restore the republic. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the great last solutions we have at our fingertips, is understanding and applying the checks and balances that made America great. It can do it again. We've got two incredible guests today. First one's Lee Dundas, who's been on with us many times before. She's a human rights attorney. Her nonprofit website, freedomfighternation.org. I dig that. freedomfighternation.org, man. I like that. We got to be involved in that for sure. The second one is Jason Cisneros. He is a serial entrepreneur. He's somebody who has been involved. We'll get into that in a minute, but welcome, both of you.
Pleasure to be here, Sam. Thanks for having us, Sam.
Really appreciate it.
All right.
It.
You guys ever heard that song? I'm too sexy for my shirt. You ever heard that, Lee?
Oh, heck yeah. I sure have.
All right. Well, hey, man, it is getting sexy over at Twitter. I know everybody's getting laid off, and it's like a disaster and all that kind of stuff. Somebody bailed the Truth Social. I get all that. But I'm telling you right now, this poor lady by the name of Mary McIntyre, she is an astronomer. And I don't know if you know, but astronomers, you know, kind of like, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Astronomers think that everything in the sky is just sexy. I mean, it's all at night, right? And it's just sexy. And so this one lady, man, put up this comet, this meteor streaking or whatever. It's like a 6-second video. She put it up there on the Twitter, and they shut her down because she violated Twitter's rules. It's just way too sexy. And as a result, she got shut down for 3 months.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. So you think too sexy for my shirt's taking it too far. This takes the cake. And I don't know where Elon is. I'm just telling you right now, this poor lady got shut down. And the problem is, they said right after it happened, you can restore your account, but you got to take down the offending content and admit you broke the rules, man. Just too sexy. And she said, no, I won't do it. You guys are off your rock crazy. And you know what? I'm not doing that, because if I do that, I admit that I broke Twitter rules, you see. Right. And I didn't, so I'm not going to admit that or cop to that. Taking it down, in essence, is admitting that, exactly. According to kind of the Twitter rule, the Twitter blogosphere, whatever you want to say. Well, I got shut down on Twitter because I reported that vaccinations were killing more elderly people in Israel than even the COVID itself. And that came out of LifeSite News and a big Israeli newspaper. And I tweeted the headline for that, and they shut me down. And they said, Sam, you can admit guilt too and turn your Twitter back on. I said, no, I won't do it. My tweet's too sexy for your platform. And so I said, I just won't do it. Anyway, all I'm telling you is, this is what's going on in the era of shutdowns. Now, if you're really a pervert, you can continue on Twitter. But if you're an astronomer, no, Lee.
Yeah, you know, truth is sexy and dangerous, and our founding fathers knew that, and that's why they protected it. And we're you know, with the craziness going on with big tech censorship and all sorts of other censorship, we're really sort of on the precipice of losing it if we don't get out in front of the censorship thing. People don't understand. This is how Nazi Germany started. And his war minister at the end of the war said, Hitler won the battles he did not because of the war machine that I created him, but because of the PR and censorship machine. Through radio and loudspeaker, 80 million people were deprived of independent thought. That was the actual quote from Adolf Hitler's wartime minister. And it's the beginning of the end when you censor. So we need to turn this ship around. You know, Jason and I are so grateful to folks like you who are, you know, too sexy for our shirts and get the truth out there despite the obstacles.
Jason, are you headed out tonight, man, to check out those sexy meteors, my friend?
You know, I don't know if I can handle it. You know, it's a little too risque for me. You know, I mean, but it's very simple to look at.
It makes you blush, doesn't it, Jason?
It makes me blush just thinking about it. Matter of fact, but it really makes sense when you understand the communist rule, right? Which is to reduce the rules to the opinion of one, and that is that centralized dictator. So if it doesn't matter. There's no rule of thought, or there's no freedom of thought. There's no none of that. That's communism. It reduces down to that centralized leader and or dictator, and it's up to him and or her to make the rules. So if stars are too sexy for that dictator, then guess what? They're too sexy. But you can have the stuff that that Lee and I fight, you know, physically fight, which is the transport and sale of children for sex, that can go ahead and stay on there, right? You can leave pornography up. You can leave whatever, because that one centralized dictator has decided that that's okay. So this is all part and parcel of the communist thought process.
All right. Now let me take off the fun and games a little bit. I highlight that so people really understand what we're talking about. This is serious. This lady got shut down for literally 90 days because she put up a 6-second comment video. Okay, well, now listen carefully to me, ladies and gentlemen. While that's happening, and we laugh about that a little bit because you almost want to cry with the loss of liberty over it. But while that's going on, Senator Rand Paul sharply questioned FBI Director Christopher Wray over reported collusion with Facebook that left the senator alarmed, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the kind of dialogue back and forth really quick. Rand Paul, you may think it's just jolly well to get all this stuff without a warrant that people, quote, volunteer to you, but many of us are alarmed that you're getting this information, that our private communications between people. Why? Because it's against the law, Paul told Wray during a hearing. It's the Senate Homeland Security Committee. It's against the law not only for Facebook or the social media companies to give this information to you, but it's also illegal, Wray, for you to receive it. Facebook allegedly eavesdropped on private communications of people who questioned the results of the 2020 presidential elections and then passed that information to the FBI, according to whistleblowers who talked to the New York Post. Jason, I want to start with you. We have just taken your "too sexy for my shirt" to something very, very wrong in the country. The FBI has literally gone criminal. And literally, we're talking about collusion by Christopher Wray in bed with big tech, and Rand Paul literally deposing this guy on the stand about this issue while this poor lady has her sexy account shut down.
Well, it's worse than that even, Sam. I was just reading today, this morning, when I was eating breakfast, I was reading about Facebook now, and it just came out, I think, in an article either late last night or this morning, that they were selling, that people inside of Facebook were selling access to people's accounts to be able to get in and read their private conversations and so on and so forth. And it just keeps coming down to nobody's being held accountable, right? They're just being able to get away from this because we, the American people, and this is a sad, hard truth, we can complain all we want to, but we have abdicated our responsibility, our civic responsibility, to people that we thought we could trust, or maybe we just got lazy, or we live in an environment where it's just about getting ours while it still exists. But it's really our fault. We're allowing these people to stay in there. You see what's going on down in Brazil, and you look over to Arizona, there's nobody on the streets in Arizona, which is, you know, exactly the challenge that we have, Sam, is that we have to. It's an engaged responsibility from us. We, the people, far outweighs these, you know, this small amount of people that are in positions of power, and we need to begin the process of taking that back.
Lee, this is where we've got.
You know, it is, and I don't know that the average listener truly understands the power of big tech and how long they've had this power. I was told when we were looking to use Facebook marketing for my husband's healthcare business, and this is a half decade ago now, probably longer, 2015, 2014, that if you so much as hesitated in an aisle, like in a CVS or in an Albertsons or your grocery store, or went down a certain part of an aisle, that the big tech platforms that were active on your phone were geofencing you. That means they were putting a little, they could literally sight you within a few feet of where you were standing in a grocery store to know that you were looking at pain meds so that Facebook could turn around and 5-10 minutes later target you when you were back on their platform by serving you Tylenol ads or, you know, knee braces or whatever it was you were looking at. And I don't know that I really believed Sam. I mean, we said, wow, well, that's both scary and cool. But, you know, if we're going to do Facebook marketing and we're looking for people who are in pain, you know, go ahead and serve our ads to whoever Facebook has identified in our region has pain. About 2 years later, I'm doing a seminar. I was actually in Utah. I think I was in close to your state there. And it was a healthcare seminar for my husband, and I happened to mention, I had my phone in the airplane mode, and it was across the seminar room at a Marriott for me.
Oh, hey, give me a favor, Cameron, skip the breaks. Keep going, Lee.
Really quickly, I'll just wrap this story up, but I was sitting there talking, and I happened to mention to the folks in our audience, I said, you just don't understand how dangerous these hospitals are when you go in there to get a knee replacement or a hip replacement. All sorts of things go wrong, including, and I just happened to mention, Sam, flesh-eating staff. My phone was in airplane mode, and it was 100 feet away from me. I walked into the hotel bathroom between seminar one and seminar two, flipped it back to, you know, out of airplane mode, set it on the sink to wash my hands, picked my phone up, and I had an ad on Facebook for medicine for flesh-eating staff. And I thought, what the heck? Like, this is disgusting. There was a big picture.
They're just trying to protect you, Lee. What if you got sick? Oh, my God.
And I was wondering how they knew. And then I'm like, why am I getting this ad? And then I remembered I had happened to mention it the hour before. They are listening to you, my friends. Big Brother is here. They are up in your grill, up in your phone, up in your Siri, up in your smart electronics. And we need to start fighting back. We really do.
All right. I don't even know how to respond to this. So Rand Paul literally took on Christopher Ray. It's against the law, Senator Paul told Ray during a hearing. It's against the law for Facebook to give this information to you, and it's against the law for you to receive it. Well, if that's not enough, Senator Hawley from Missouri jumped in. Josh Hawley of Missouri had the chance to discuss publicly with Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, I think is how you say his name, on Thursday over allegations that the Biden administration directed social media companies to censor certain viewpoints. Now, listen, he says a federal judge has found a finding of fact, Mr. Secretary, that your office, and he says, and now I'm going to quote, so he says that your office is this, now he's quoting the judge, right? Is supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship, Hawley said during a hearing held by the, quote, Senate Homeland Security Committee. It's a federal judge.
Wow.
In a federal lawsuit.
Wow.
You are supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. That's what a federal judge ruled on October 21st. That multiple current and former Biden administration officials, including President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, not to mention former White House press secretary Jen Psaki, they could now be deposed, says the judge, because they coordinated with social media companies to suppress debate about multiple issues, including COVID-19 and the conduct of the 2020 presidential election. Hawley then cited an August 20th, 2021 email where Facebook told the Department of Health and Human Services they were increasing the strength of our, and they call it demotions for content relating to vaccines, COVID-19, et cetera. Holly said that a federal judge has just found that your office is supervising this nerve center. He keeps repeating this. But this is what we're talking about. They now have evidence from a judge that literally says this. We're beyond the, you know, hey, is there Operation Mockingbird? Oh, that was a conspiracy from like 50 years ago, man. You're off your rock crazy. No. Okay, now we have a court literally doubling down and said the government has a nerve center for censorship.
Yeah.
Lee first, then Jason.
Yeah, this is horrifying. And for your listeners, you mentioned Operation Mockingbird that aren't probably familiar with it because it was a darn long time ago. That was when the CIA put their own operatives into broadcast journalists, both print, radio, TV outlets across the country, for the purpose of controlling the narrative. And this was back like decades ago, 50s and 60s. President Bush the first, when he was in charge of the CIA before he was president, went on record during some congressional hearings in the late 70s and said, we no longer pay to do that. He didn't say we disbanded Operation Mockingbird. And all you need to do is look around and see the controlled narrative that we've had that's lockstep among all these media giants to know that they're working hand in hand. But this is a whole new level of hell, frankly, because you've got an unholy marriage now between big pharma, big tech, and our government. And if that ain't communism meets fascism meets totalitarianism, that is a road straight to no good place. I got to tell you, I don't know what it is. This is a problem. And God bless Rand Paul and Senator Hawley and that federal judge who had the guts to go out and start calling it out so that it's not just a whisper campaign amongst all the people who've been deplatformed, who know darn well they're censoring us, because every time we do a post about the truth, it comes right back down and we get put in Facebook jail.
Jason Cisneros, what do you say to this? Because this is, it's one thing for me to make the allegations. It's another thing to have kind of information. But when you have judges literally doubling down to that point, listen to me carefully to what I'm saying here. You have a judge literally doubling down to that point. You've got a nerve center of censorship directed by the federal government. You're talking to FBI and Homeland Security, which, by the way, the Republicans created Homeland Security, by the way. But I digress, except to say this. You've got that in a court. And now you've got two senators literally quizzing down these criminals. But nobody's arrested, Jason. They're not even considering arresting anybody. They're just like, yeah, so what? I know it's kind of crazy, but, you know, hey, we didn't do any of those things. They're just literally saying no. The judge already said it's been proven. It's already in court. It's not my opinion. It's court docket papers. It's senators telling the tale of the court docket facts in front of open committee hearings, et cetera, where these people are kind of being deposed. But nobody's going to jail, Jason.
Nope, nobody's going to jail. Look, we always say that history repeats itself. And there is a fantastic three large book series by Alexander Solzhenitsyn called The Gulag Archipelago. That is a forensic, it's the best forensic breakdown of everything that's happening right now when you know, dictators come in and they start this process. And if everybody read that, which I know that's, it's beyond the 15-second attention span of most people these days, but if you read that, you see exactly where they are in the process. And you look at the things that are happening. And it's because our civic duty, we must stand up as a people. Again, I'm going to keep referring back to we the people. We have to do everything that we possibly can from the position where we're at, gather those groups that are like-hearted, like not like-minded, because none of us all think the same, except for, you know, the lefty liberals. But most of us have different opinions about things. And so it's our duty. We must stand up in tandem and say, you know what? This, whatever this is that is metastasized as our federal government, as our institutions, must be reversed. It has to be replaced. We've got to get people in those places. You know, whoever becomes president next time, you're still dealing with a embedded metastasization of a cancer in D.C., right? It's not the president. It's that permanent state, that permanent deep state that they have in there. And so you look at Venezuela as one of our most recent examples. They were the third largest economy in the world. And what happened was they brought in a dictator. They brought in all the stuff that's happening here. They took over the vote, all of the stuff that we see here. It's just a repeat of that. And they brought people in. And then what happens in normal communism is they take out the leader of the oil. They take out the leader of the media companies, and they replace them with their inept cousin or best friend or whatever that happens to be. And then it all crashes. What's happening here is they, instead of replacing the Zuckerbergs, the Bezoses of these companies, they let them stay in place as long as they do their bidding. And so we have a little bit where everybody's like, well, you just haven't done communism right. Well, they're doing it again here by leaving these people in power as long as, so they'll crush their competition by calling most of us, what did they call us during during the shutdown, right? We're non-essential. They have no right to call anybody non-essential. That's not their job, but they did. And they gave all that power to their people that were doing their bidding and censoring people, all that kind of stuff. So again, it just comes back to us. We have to stand up in tandem, and people listening to your show are just that group of humans.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. One last story before we switch gears and focus on something really cool and really important coming after the break. You know how they tell us we've been talking about election fraud with no evidence? Well, there's more evidence every day, as you wisely know. But Democratic Pennsylvania Governor-elect Josh Shapiro. Now, I'm not saying I like this guy or he's a good guy or anything, but he now charged a former campaign consultant on Wednesday with wide-scale voter fraud, ladies and gentlemen. That's according to authorities. They say Philadelphia political consultant Rasheen Cruz was arrested on Wednesday and charged with, quote, forging signatures on nomination petitions so that he could get his, quote, Democratic clients on the ballot during the 2019 primary races in the city. And Shapiro's office announced that, hey, you know what? We're not going to allow this to happen on our watch. We can't have election fraud in our area. But now you got literally Democrats saying wide-scale election fraud and we're arresting someone. Do we need more evidence, Lee? How much evidence do we got to have?
You know, it's not an impossible burden. You know, you need to have enough evidence to go into court and say, you know, typically the way it works is you get a felony preliminary hearing, and that's the hearing before the big criminal trial starts, where you go to the judge and say, yeah, the guy in front of me, you know, I'm a cop, threw a little baggie full of white powder out the window. I pulled him over. I got the baggie. And it tested for cocaine, so we're charging him with cocaine possession or sale or whatever it is. And the judge goes, okay, sounds reasonable. You're bound over for trial, and then you go to trial. Prosecutor puts the same evidence on, and the guy goes to jail. It's no different with white-collar crimes. Why we aren't arresting, and more to the point, prosecuting, not just these guys who are doing rampant and very obvious fraudulent things in connection with elections, I don't know. I mean, we can all guess. They should be prosecuted. The evidence is there. And when you fail to deter criminal activity, you get more of it. And that is what we're seeing in America right now. That's what you were talking about with Target at the beginning of the hour. Oh, shock. You know, they're going down. Their shares are going down. And they said it's not just Bidenflation. It's the fact that people can walk in California and steal $1 less than $1,000 worth of groceries and products. And they walk out the front door and nobody stops them. That is a problem. That is the way third world countries run. And if we want a third world country, we keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to have one sooner than we can blink. But I have faith, Sam, that it's going to change for the better.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to change for the better for a variety of awesome reasons. We'll talk about them in seconds with Jason Cisneros. He'll be chiming in a whole lot more, too. I just wanted to get out some of these critical stories with Lee Dundas. FreedomFighterNation.org, her website. Jason Cisneros will be talking a whole lot more because he's an incredible leader when it comes to new business on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
22 state attorneys general, led by General Austin Knutson of Montana, are asking the Biden administration to end its draconian vaccine mandate for healthcare workers because it is causing critical staff shortages and is justified with incorrect data. Knutson said the science didn't ever back that the COVID vaccine was ever going to prevent transmission. House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence on the Biden laptop, they say, ignored under Democrat rule, will now see the light of day. Republicans are concerned President Biden may be compromised with the foreign government, saying he's been lying to the American people about not knowing any of his family's pay-for-play business deals. Taylor Swift's concert tour is getting off to a rocky start. Her ticketing agency is having problems with all the internet traffic as demand is high. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
Ticketmaster is canceling Friday's public sale of concert tickets for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour. The company cites an extraordinarily high demand on ticketing systems. It also says a cancellation is caused by an insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet the demand the sale will generate. This comes as investigations have been launched into Ticketmaster for its handling of the sale of tickets for Swift's The Eras Tour.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States as lake effect snow piles up in western New York through the weekend. A blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. The Green Bay Packers' woes continue, losing to the Tennessee Titans last night, 27-17. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Lee Dundas, Jason Cisneros, and Sam Bushman in the round table, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, for over 25 years, we've been on the radio telling the tale of truth. And this is considered solutions radio because we never bring a problem to you without solutions. When it comes to election fraud, we're putting together a 12-step program for us to heal. Yeah, 12-step program for vote fraud. What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? We got to do that because we're under the alkafluence of convicted voters. Everybody's voting all the time. We got to solve that with a 12-step program. So we're working on that. We're also working on something else with Lee Dundas and Jason that's incredible, Lee.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having us today, Sam. You know, I don't know how your listeners feel, but I can guess how you feel. I can guess how they feel because I know how I was feeling. About a year ago, I'm doing these Clay Clark events with Jason, with a lot of the influencers, General Flynn, Eric Trump all the time. And we had just gotten back from doing one of these, and I was talking to Jason on the phone. He was in a different state than me, and I said, you know, every single time I do one of these freedom events, I'm talking to the people in the audience, and we're all knowing what we need to do, and that is we need to stop supporting these large corporations like Facebook, like Twitter, like the big e-commerce giants, Amazon, Walmart, Target, that are literally breaking the backs of the common people. They are taking the profit that they make off of our purchases, and they are turning those profits around and gutting the principles that our entire country was founded on. Freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. I mean, that's all we were talking about for the last half hour, right? And we all know, we can see it happening. We're upset about it. We know what the answer is. We got to stop doing it. But everybody turns around and they go, okay, well, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to quit funding Amazon with my online purchases. where do I go? I need an alternative, though. I can't just not buy anything the rest of my life, right? So I was talking to Jason. Jason and I were chatting. And I said, you know, I'm tired of waiting. I'm just tired. I'm an impatient type A person. Everybody keeps saying in the Patriot movement and in the freedom loving movement, oh, I'm going to start a store. I'm going to have the solution to not buying at Walmart this Christmas. And then another year goes by and nothing happens. And I just want to, you know, they say, be the change you want to see. I'm going to do it, Jason. We need to do it. And Jason said, you know, funny, I've been having the exact same talk in my own head over here with my friends and my family and my own subconscious. And I was thinking the same thing. And we were literally, Sam, you know, great minds running the same direction, starting to move down parallel paths. And we thought, well, that's just silly. Yeah, I don't want to be competing against Jason. We're buddies. We like to do things in tandem, whether it's pulling kids out of brothels in third world countries or, you know, fighting for freedom on these stages. So we decided we would start our own company that would be an alternative to the e-commerce platforms that are out there. Unlike Bezos, unlike all these giants of industry, we don't want to be making money off the public, though. That's not our interest. We're fine. We don't need your money. We wanted to make a store that your listeners could have online so that they can make money after they took it in the teeth because they stood up and said, no, I'm not getting the vax, and their hospital or their police department or their retailer fired them for standing up for freedom and their medical freedom. And now they don't have a job and now they're hurting for money. So it's super simple. You basically, you sign up online, you give us your bank account info, you tell us what you want your new store name to be, and you put in your particulars. And a few minutes later, you get a link and you tailor the back end so it's customized to being your store. And then all you got to do, Sam, is when you're at the PTA meeting, when you're at church on Sunday, when you're out there, you know, talking to people, when they're saying, oh my gosh, I'm late on buying my kids Christmas gifts, you say, hey, no problem. Shop at my store and don't just buy your Christmas gifts here, but know that you're really forwarding freedom when you do that. You're refunding the people who care about this country and you're defunding the left. So it is simultaneously providing a place for people to shop that is not Walmart and Amazon, and also putting money back into the pockets of the people who actually care about this country. Because make no mistake right now, Sam, as you have been highlighting in so many ways over the last couple minutes, we're at war. And you don't win a war without a war chest. And that is the one thing the Patriots have been a little slow, you know, that they threw this into our backyard. We weren't ready for it. We're behind the eight ball. We can get there, but we can't get there without money. So it's time to quit funding the people who are taking our money to basically put bullets in the Constitution and in our family and start, you know, handing that money back to the people that give a darn about this country and that will use their bullets and their money wisely. So that's what we're here to do. The name of the company is Noblus, like Noble, NOBLEUS.com. I'm going to pass it over to you and Jason to fill in the details. And I'll tell your listeners at the end, we got a special promotion for the people.
You know what, it seems to me like, Jason? It seems to me like kind of, what do you call these systems? You've got Amazon, which is the big behemoth. You've got Pinterest. And then you've got, what's that other little place everybody buys? Etsy. Yeah. It's almost like this is the ground up Patriot style merging of all of those together where we can actually make money.
It's exactly what it is. And it's interesting because Lee and I, again, we were thinking along parallel paths. And I look at things. Again, there's got to be a story behind it because, again, I wasn't interested. I retired back in 2019 so I could do rescues of kids and work in the domestic violence field and feed people pretty much the rest of my life. Well, as we say, tell God your plans and then he laughs at you. It brought it all the way back to the idea and the concept that all liberty is based in economics. Right, we forget that. We talk about the First Amendment, which is super important, the Second Amendment, all of the different things that we talk about, but all wars and the onset of slavery begins in economics. If you have no foundation to be able to take care of you and your family, it's hard to fight back, right? What do I do? Lee mentioned we've been traveling and traversing this country for the past couple of years, including shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge together. In California, and one of the things that we've heard from the audience consistently is one question: what can I do? And our answer to that is based in what the rescue team that I work with, CERT Ministries, out of California. We have a gentleman on our team that is a pastor who sneaks into Cuba to spread the gospel. And we were sitting down in Mexico on a thing that we were working on, and he started to tell the story. So they just got back from Cuba, and the guy that was supposed to greet us was gone. And he said, well, where is he? And he said, well, he's in prison. And he goes, in prison? This guy is one of the most kind, loving, like, what did he do? And he said, he got caught with two chickens. Now, I want everybody to think about this for a second, because this is where we're headed, is that in Cuba, in any communist regime, in any time in history, when they want to take control of the electorate, of the culture, they have to make people dependent on a centralized government. It's a must. If there's independent access to capital, then you cannot enslave a people, because they have choices, they have options, and they work that way. So he got 5 years for each chicken, 5 years in prison for each chicken, because he dared have a display an independence of capital, an independence from that centralized government.
Now, and Jason, so this is interesting. There was an Amish guy in the United States. His name was Sam Girard. And Sam literally had this salve that you rub on your hands if your hands gets all cracky. He was a farmer, right? And he literally went to jail because of his salve.
Right? Yeah, because, you know, if you're not tied in, if you don't have lobbyists, if you don't have – and that's what's going on here in this country. You go all the way back to, what was it, 1890, the very first time that they passed an antitrust law. – And then they followed it up, I think, a few years later in 1908 or something of that nature, to make it illegal for companies to own too much of the marketplace and to put their thumb on the scale of destructive innovation. And we passed laws all the way back then. Right now, I can tell you that the antitrust situation in our country is much, much worse. They've disguised it with holding companies and operating companies, but you flow all the way up to who controls a lot of these things. It basically goes back to 12 different families. And so we have to remain independent from a centralized government. And so what we did was, while we still have that freedom, we decided to create a movement, an economic movement that operates sort of like a triangle. On one end, you have vendors that are providing material and products or services. On the other end, you have people that are the consumers that need the stuff, and then you have people that own the stores, right? And so, in the middle of that is where we built Nobilis, so that we don't compete. Like Amazon, 60% of its revenue is done by third-party vendors, who, when they get too big, they put them out of business by stealing their product, their line, all that other kind of stuff. We don't compete. We simply built a platform for people to find people that they trust. Like, for instance, if you had your own store, people could go there, they'd get their toilet paper, their basketballs, all the kitty litter, whatever they need. And
hey, Cameron, skip the break real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is an e-commerce platform that will allow us to monetize patriots once again, to defund the left mega corporations by providing an online shopping experience for all of us. We can be on both ends. We can make money as a store. We can purchase as consumers, where we could purchase products from people who are philosophically aligned or like-minded with us. This is huge. Now, it's Noble and then us, U.S., which sounds great because it's the United States of America where this is starting. You can get a Nobilis store, or Nobilis store, if you text the word freedom, just FREEDOM, to 53445. Or you can go to Nobilis.com to learn more about it. This is a way for us to all get involved. How far along are you in this project, guys? Lee?
We're launching right now. Charlie Kirk is backing us. We're hoping to be live with these stores soon. By the way, for your listeners today, if they text the word freedom to 53445, again, that number 53445, we waive the $799 one-time fee. And your store is free because honestly, Sam, the people who are listening to you, listening to us today, these are the people who care about this country. These are the people who are going to save this country. They've already paid their dues as far as Jason and I are concerned. We are rewarding them with a store. This is obviously not something we can offer everybody forever because, you know, it's not a sustainable business model. But for your listeners today, the store is free because these are the people who are fighting for God's country and fighting for freedom, and we want to honor them. One-time deal if they text the word freedom to 53445. And we are launching before Christmas season, so get in now, guys. Get in now.
Are there already stores that are up where I can shop now?
Jason?
They will be up in about the next 5 to 10 days. We've got about 1,500 people that have signed up for stores, and we are currently stocking those shelves to be ready for the Christmas season. And we're going to all grow together. We've got some really great things in store for this company.
All right, Lee, we know you got to fly here in a second, but I want you to kind of speak to this a little bit more. The real problem for Patriots is there's no money in the game. I mean, Sam wants to go to Lee to get money to fund his TV and radio shows. Lee wants to go to Sam to say, Sam, I'm fighting, you know, sex trafficking and all this other stuff. Can you help me with cash for my travel budget? And both causes are worthy and just. But, man, we've got to find ways to redirect our resources in ways that help us, not destroy us, Lee.
Well, and that's correct. I mean, money's tight. Biden's not helping. But here's the thing. You're already buying food and clothing and various products, you know, backpacks for your kids, and things that are necessities, and you're going to keep buying them. I mean, we're not just going to go, well, things are too pricey, I'm just going to wave the white flag and kill myself today. We're going to have to buy these products anyway. So all we're asking folks to do is bet on the people who are going to save this country. And I don't mean, Sam, you and me and Jason. I mean, get out there and bet on yourselves. We're spending money anyway. Let's spend it more wisely. To do anything less than that is to hand literally bullets to Hitler, the Hitler of our era. And I, for one, am tired of doing it. And I know that everybody else is tired of doing it, because when we launched this thing a couple days ago on Clay Clark's stage, there were only about 1,000 people in the audience late at night, and 700 signups 2 hours later. Like, everybody who had a darn phone in the audience texted the word freedom to 53445. This is a game-changing, pivot point, sea-changing type of move right here. We are going to get our own war chest. We're going to win this fight. Never doubt a small group of concerned citizens, as Margaret Mead said, can change the world. For indeed, we are the only ones who ever have. And it starts here. It starts today. Go get yourself a Noblest store so we can retake America economically and for freedom. Text the word freedom to 53445. Thanks so much again for having us today, Sam.
Now, I don't know if I dare say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Noblest.com is too sexy for my shirt.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, Lee. We'll talk soon. Jason, stay right there.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
I know you got to fly. Thank you, Lee. All Jason, right. I mentioned that it was a little bit like Etsy. And that is because Etsy is kind of known as the marketplace for people to generate new goods and services that might be smaller, might be entrepreneurial, might be this and that. I know you're a serial entrepreneur, so you get this. But it's like Etsy in that you can have your own shop with just talents that you say, you know what, right now it's a hobby, but yet it's going to grow or whatever. That's the Etsy side of the discussion. The Amazon side of the discussion is pretty soon, over time, you'll have all kinds of goods and services like the big boys, so to speak. And the reason that I mentioned it was a little bit like Pinterest is because over time you're going to want to kind of mark your favorite stores within this huge Noble Us, I don't know what you want to say, network of Patriots, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and that's what we're doing. We just kind of wanted to be that sort of intel inside for our movement. And you say, you know, Shopify, we're launching, you know, this is where our team, we were going to launch last year around this time, and we were trying to piece together different types of software to make this work. And I just looked at it and I said, nope, we're going to take whatever time it takes, whatever kind of money it takes to be able to program this ourselves. So we actually built that, the intelligence into the software itself. We've been negotiating with banks. You know, as we know, we know what their game plan is to debank us, to make us dependent on the centralized government. We know their rules, so we built this with all of the years of experience from what has happened in the marketplace and programmed it in, and we completely own and control all of that, and we've protected it on the bank side and so on and so forth. So it, we are going to launch here in the very near future with 500,000 products, and you can pick with, and then by June we'll probably have about 3 million different products. And if you have a product that you want to get in front of those millions and millions of people, then that's what we want to do. We want to create that flow of revenue and income amongst ourselves to be able to fight back against the enemy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of people have tried to promote Make America, you know, products. I know I've been involved ever since the Chuck Carter days, where he had For the People, and he worked on with Pat. Pat Choate, sorry. Pat Choate and others, they had a Make America project. I know that Glenn Beck tried a Make America project. The real solution here is to back into a Noble Us, nobleus.com store and website, and then eventually, slowly but surely, start to bring manufacturing back to the United States as well. And I know there's a big push on both fronts. I think all of it is valuable. We've got to connect American businesses one with another, American patriots with American business, people who are true to our values, people who focus on. I like the project. It's Noble. And I like the fact that it starts with the U.S., thus Noble U.S. Is that how you got the name?
Yeah, we actually started with another name, and we started to look at, you know, because there's other people who have attempted this. You just mentioned it. And God bless them for sort of, you know, paving that way for us to be able to learn. And there's a lot of people that have tried to start something like this. And what we did was we said, you know what, there's nobility in working together. There's nobility in building ethical capitalism. Ethical capitalism is what changed the entire world, right? Unethical capitalism is what you see on the Bezos and the Gates and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Cleon Skousen, the epic writer, called it naked capitalist. But yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So what we wanted to do was just bring back that what lessons that we've learned, look for a noble way to be able to do it, so that everybody, you know, that it's the equal opportunity, not the equal display of outcome. It's the equal opportunity, so that if you work harder, if you, you know, fail forward fast, if you learn lessons, if you put yourself out there more, you're going to succeed more. But it gives us a place for that money to start circulating among us, so that we can end up with maybe a Soros on our side that ends up fighting back against this evil and make sure that we set the standard, because we're about to lose, not just for our generation selfishly, it's for the next generation, for our children, for our grandchildren. We're about to lose this opportunity for them, because we as a society abdicated our responsibility and became very, very selfish instead of selfless. And I believe our movement, our opportunity here, our company is going to be able to level the playing field against some of these Goliaths, and we get to be David.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, to waive the startup fees, get a NobleUs.com store now. You can do so by going to the website, or you can text the word, quote, freedom to 53445. That's 53445. Or again, go to NobleUs, NobleUs, NobleUs.com. And I'm telling you right now, this is a way that we make a difference. This is Solutions Radio, as I mentioned. Now, one unique thing that you need to be aware of as well, a lot of people try these startups, but you got to have someone who has kind of the, I don't know what you'd say, experience and savvy to get it done. Jason Cisneros is a serial entrepreneur, folks. He's been down this road more than once, more than twice. Jason, kind of help people understand a little bit of who you are, because who's behind the company? People like Charlie Kirk, people like Jason Cisneros, Lee Dundas. These kinds of people are, that's going to be the difference, I think, Jason.
Yeah, we wanted to build it with people that are rock solid. We've got, we're veteran-owned. I'm not a veteran, but we have veterans on our team, the co-founders. And the people that are stepping up are exactly the people that have been out there saying, hey, we need to stand up for our own freedom. and they're standing behind this. The names, the list has become very long, and we're going to start producing some of that information really, really quick. But ultimately, I started out in business. This country gave somebody like me, my adopted father, I'll just give you a brief history, but my adopted father went to prison for attempted murder of me and my mom when I was 17 years old. I knew the drug business. I knew, that world because he was in that world. I delivered my first drugs when I was 12 years old, and he massively abusive to me, massively abusive to my mom. And then mentors started stepping into my life, and they helped turn me around. They said, look, Jason, you can execute on your potential by doing the right things, by executing on principles. And I started doing that. I changed my complete life around this country through its economic freedom, through small business, through medium-sized business. That gave me the opportunity to be able to change the stars for my family and their outcome. And so I built a couple of companies, went bankrupt in the early part of my life, learned all the lessons, and then came back and built a very nice company that I exited out of in 2019 for enough money to not care what anybody says or thinks about me, and I can say whatever I feel like. So it is a way to freedom, and I've done this quite a bit. I still to this day own one of the top consulting companies in the country called Anton Jay, and so we have a lot of people backing this that have a lot of experience, that know what we're doing. Our tech team is just packed with talent. And we're going to build one of the premises that helped me be successful in business, Sam, is to fall in love with the outcome of my client, not to fall in love with my outcome, not to fall in love with my idea of all those things. I've achieved a certain level in life. I'm paying it forward. I'm bringing the opportunity to the marketplace so that anybody that wants to fight the fight can have a tool in their tool belt to level the playing field against these Goliaths.
Jason, your serial entrepreneur makes you a veteran of business, maybe not a veteran in the traditional sense, but we're going to work with veterans. We're going to work with Americans. We're going to work with talk show hosts, radio and TV. We're going to work with organizations. We're going to work with everybody that's liberty-minded to take this thing forward and redirect our money towards goods and services and people that are ready to stand up for the sacred cause of liberty. Okay, it's a noble cause, folks. NobleUs.com is the website, or text the word freedom to 53445. When you do that, when you text the word freedom to 53445, you'll be in line to basically waive a lot of the startup fees and get your own ability to help spread the word, share the love, whatever term you like to use for it. But we're talking about patriots working with patriots to live our lives, promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. And every transaction we engage in should foster those efforts. That's what we're talking about with NobleUs.com. Jason, the final word's yours, sir.
Final words are thank you again for everything that you're doing. Thank you for the years and years and the consistency. And this is why we built it, so that people that come together around these common ideas, we could start to recirculate that money, that influence, and that power, so that we could have our culture represented. And we just we're in the fight of our life. We're in the fight of our life, and you got to throw everything you possibly can. And I feel like the easiest thing for us to do is just redirect those dollars towards a company and a group of people that you believe in. Please do your research on all of us. Join us. I cannot wait to be in the fight with you and your audience. Thank you, brother.
God bless you, Jason. Keep us posted on the progress and exactly what happens. We'll have you on from time to time with little blips, keeping an update on this because it's critical. Ladies and gentlemen, text the word freedom to 53445 or go to NobleUs.com and become part of the solution today. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Sam.
For Dr. Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, Lee Dundas, and Jason Cisneros, and our producing team behind the scenes, God bless all of you. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.